This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability physical, a pediatric consultative report examination for a claimant by the name of Jorge Martinez III, date of birth January the 10th, 2016. Case ID number is 3502184. Date of exam, August the 8th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Dr. Deborah Walowski, dated 4/11/2022 and on 8/29/2022. Informant is Mrs. Rosabel Bruneda, that's R-O-S-A-B-E-L, last name P-R-U-N-E-D-A. Identifying information, this is a 7.5-year-old male who presented with his mother for a pediatric consultative examination to evaluate allegations of epilepsy. The claimant's mother is the primary caretaker for this child. She has been married a couple of times. She is presently living in a common law relationship with another man who is not the father of the child. Her common law husband at this time does work in a warehouse and is working 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant has been on disability for approximately 4 years. He's in the second grade at this time, but is performing poorly and making D's and F's in his classroom environment. He has not been evaluated for other problems, and he was actually passed on to the second grade in order to be evaluated. Allegations, number one, epilepsy. Number two, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. History of allegations, number one, epilepsy. The mother states that in 2018, the claimant developed absent seizures and grand mal seizures. He was evaluated for the seizures and found to have a midbrain cyst, which has since disappeared. The mother states when he does have the grand mal seizures, they last for approximately 5 minutes. And when he has absent seizures, he goes blank. The origin of the seizures appears to be the cyst in the brain, which has disappeared at this time. The claimant has had no trauma, cerebrovascular accident, drug withdrawal, or any infectious diseases. The claimant, when he is compliant with his medication, will have one seizure per month. And when he's non-compliant, it's usually two seizures per month. The last time the claimant was in the emergency room was in 2020, and he was hospitalized during that time for evaluation of his condition. His postictal symptoms include drowsiness, sleepiness, tiredness, and overall weakness. EEG was performed, which was positive for epileptic form seizures. He is presently on a Diastat Accudial, 10 milligrams, 7.5 milligrams rectally when he has a seizure, clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams, 1/2 tablet, TID, for seizures, Divoprox, 125 milligrams, DR, TID, Epidiolex, 100 milligrams / per milliliter, 1.4 milliliters, BID, Bamzil, 40 milligrams per milliliter, 2 milliliters, BID, The claimant was diagnosed with absent seizures and grand mal seizures occasionally. He has not had a CT scan in many years, but the last CT scan revealed that he did have a cyst in the brain that had been resolved. His condition at this time appears to be stable, but the mother does state, because he doesn't like taking the medication, he is semi-compliant. Allegation number two, attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The mother states that in 2019, she noticed that the claimant was having difficulty in focusing in school. She thought probably that it was coming from the seizure disorder, because there were times when he would go blank in school and wouldn't respond to the teachers and had to be sent home. The claimant suffers from distraction, anxiety, short attention span, he lacks insight into his actions, and has a tendency to be hyperactive. He has been reported to be very disruptive in classes, and the teachers have had problems with him completing his task. He does appear to have a mild disciplinary problem, and he had decreased ability to sleep and is poorly motivated. He does not enjoy going to school. He is presently on Focalin XR 10 milligrams QD, and the mother states that she notices that the medication is helping him at this time. Review of systems. The mother states that the claimant does have headaches, shakiness, clumsiness, and poor appetite. He does not have any problems with dizziness, visual problems, hearing problems, vomiting, loose stools, hard stools, soiling, bedwetting / day wetting, muscle weakness, abnormal posture, or any other problems such as rashes. Activities of daily living. The claimant has two other siblings that he likes to play with. Occasionally he does fight with them. He likes to play Roblox, PS5, He also likes to draw and play outside, and he likes to play on his scooter. He does like being on YouTube and enjoys being on YouTube for hours. One of his positive characteristics is that he's very caring with his younger brother. The child is usually a loner and does fight with peers, adults, and the other siblings. The claimant does understand his medical problems, and he has been seen by a psychologist by the name of Dr. Mireles and Dr. Wilson Side, who is a neurologist, as well as Dr. Kokash, who is now presently seeing him. He does see a psychiatrist by the name of Dr. Egoa, and appears to be being treated by multiple doctors. The claimant does have two other siblings that he plays with that are normal, and his father is not in their life at this time. The father does have a history of being a drug addict and did drop out of high school, secondary to attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The mother has no problems. Developmental milestones. The claimant was an easy to care for infant, but from the age of 0 to 18 months of age, but was not an easy to care for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age, because he was very active and fell a lot during the first year and 10 months of age. The claimant sat alone without support at 9 months, crawled at 8 months, walked without support at 1 year, 3 months, said his first words at 2 years, said his first sentence at 4 years, self-dressed without help at 5 years, was bladder trained during the day at 3 years, was bladder trained during the night at 3 years, and was bowel trained at the age of 3 years. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, comma, had temper tantrums, comma, had extreme mood changes, comma, was afraid of new faces, comma, and places, was distractible, comma, was unresponsive to discipline, comma, was destructive, comma, and enjoyed being held, comma. He was also extremely active. And during the first 3 years of life, he sometimes cried, comma, but did not engage in self-hurting or injuring behavior. He sometimes enjoyed exploring the surrounding environment and was predictable in terms of sleeping. Birth history. The claimant was born at 34 weeks of age. He weighed 4 pounds, 7 ounces, and was diagnosed with a cyst in his brain. The claimant was a preemie. He was delivered at Rio Grande Regional Hospital in McAllen, Texas. The mother does not recall how many hours she was in labor, but states that the baby was not delivered by instruments, and he was not a cesarean section. He was a one-baby birth and was not blue at the time of birth. He was jaundiced and was given oxygen at the time of birth and also placed in an incubator. The baby weighed 4 pounds, 7 ounces. The mother does not recall what his length was. The mother stayed in the hospital for 2 days, and the baby stayed in the hospital for 2 weeks, secondary to being a preemie and being jaundiced. Past history. History of the development of seizure disorder. When the claimant in 2019, and also diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactive disorder on April the 11th, 2022. The claimant does have grand mal seizures and absent seizures as well. Social history. The claimant is one child of three that are being cared for by the mother. The father, as noted earlier, is not part of the family environment. He is a history of having a drug addiction. There was one family member who was smoking, who was a grandfather who no longer resides in the house. There is no one who drinks alcoholic beverages and no one else with seizure disorder except for the claimant. There is no one in the family who uses marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. There is nobody in the family with hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The claimant's stepfather does work as in a warehouse and is working full time at this time to support a family of five. The mother does not receive any child support for the claimant at this time. Family history. The father had attention deficit hyperactive disorder and dropped out of school. He was also a drug addict. The mother is in good health. There is no other family members except for a grandfather who also had attention deficit hyperactive disorder. There is nobody in the family with a seizure disorder. Medications. Diastat, Accudal, 10 milligrams, 7.5 milligrams rectally. Clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams, 1/2 tablet, TID. Focalin XR, 10 milligrams QD. Divol Pro-X, 125 milligrams DR, TID. Epidiolex, 100 milligrams per milliliter, 1.4 milliliters BID. Bancil, 40 milligrams per milliliter, 2 milliliters BID. Allergies, no known allergies, physical examination. The claimant is at the 20 percentile for his height according to his age and is at the 20 percentile for his weight according to his age. Height, 47 inches. Weight, 46 pounds. BP, 94 over 55 mmHg. Heart rate, 72 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. Temperature, 97.8 Fahrenheit. General, the claimant is a well-nourished and well-developed male in no acute distress. He does follow commands, however, will not answer any questions. H-E-E-N-T. Pupils were equally active, reacted to light. Oral mucosa was moist, and no oral pharyngeal erythema or edema was noted. The claimant does have bilateral ear tubes in. Could you please drop down to... Neurological. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were plus 2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar areas. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 in all groups tested with no evidence of any muscular wasting. The claimant has good fine finger control to dexterous movements. The claimant was extremely active. He did follow commands, but he was somewhat evasive to questioning. He loves watching the cartoons, and it was noted that he enjoys YouTube videos. He was somewhat cooperative, but would not answer any of my questions. Although he understands everything going on while watching cartoons and looking at YouTubes. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was not appropriate for his age. He does appear to be somewhat evasive and does not answer questions. Although he did follow the commands that I asked him to do, he related to and interacts poorly with the examiner and his caregiver. His affect is appropriate for the time. His speech, both quantity and quality, is not spontaneous and not on imitation age appropriate. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was not age-appropriate. His general health shows no evidence or abnormality except for a seizure disorder. Diagnosis, number one, epilepsy, dash, confirmed with medical records and medications that he's taking at this time. Appears to be fairly stable, however, only stable when he takes his medication. He is somewhat noncompliant, secondary to not wanting to take some of his medications. attention deficit hyperactive disorder, confirmed with physical examination, is being treated with Focalin at this time, which the mother states appears to be helping him a little more. Prognosis, fair at this time with continued treatment, medication, and psychiatric and neurological therapy. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jorge Martinez III.